We're speaking with Dave Bowman. He is a candidate for Bonner County Commissioner District 3, and that's to fill the seat held by Dan McDonald, who's retiring. Dave, thank you so much for taking time to talk with us.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
To start out, can you tell us a bit about yourself, introduce yourself to the voters?
Sure. Well, Dave Bowman, we got that part out of the way already, running for District 3 Commissioner. And, well, let's see. I live out in the Sally Valley with my wife and stepson. I have a couple of grown daughters in Northern California and a stepson in Arizona. We bought the place in Sally Valley in 2020. I first discovered Bonner County about 20 years ago when I came through here on a road trip with my daughters. I was struck with the beauty of the place and the people. The people are really what drew me here. The people, the culture, the patriotism, the community, the sense of community, it's very strong here. So I made it my goal to retire here. In 2011, I bought my first home here. And then in 2017, we sold that and bought a place in East Hope. And at that point, we started to spend more and more time here and get to know the people in the area better. And it just grew on us even more at that. In 2020, we bought the place in Sally Valley. And after we had moved into that place, when we got to know some of the locals in the Sally Valley that were involved with the sub-area committees, we started to learn more about this irresponsible density increases that were happening, and we got to know some of those people, and then we got together with other people around the county who were concerned, and they were very concerned about what was going on and just felt kind of helpless that the commissioners weren't listening to them. They didn't know what they could do. And we ended up forming the group called Keep Bonner County Rural. And I'm going to backtrack a little bit. I just recently retired from 37 years of running a business in Western Washington. And we operated, it was an industrial contracting company. We operated in Washington, Oregon, Alaska, and other parts of the country, actually. I have a lot of experience with complex contracts, reading, writing, negotiating them, complex insurance issues, dealing with, you know, offshore maritime insurance versus onshore state type. I'm a proven leader with lots of employees, managing six and seven figure projects, oftentimes two or three of them simultaneously, working with other companies, government agencies, and so on. So I brought all that to bear in working with KBCR, Keep Bonner County Rural, and we started really working. At first, we were kind of, the Planning and Zoning Commission wasn't really on board with what we were doing, nor were we with them. But over time, we kind of came to a meeting of the minds, and we got more involved with them, and that needle started to move a little bit. So anyway, and so my actions with KBCR got me my position. They elected me chairman right off the bat. Mm-hmm. I was voluntold, sort of.
That happens a lot, by the way.
So, yeah, a volunteer organization, a voluntold organization. Yeah. So, but in that role, I got around the county a lot, and I talked to lots of different kinds of people from, you know, demographically spread across the board. And what I learned was that not only were they were concerned with the growth issues and planning, but they were just dissatisfied with their county government. They felt like they weren't being listened to. They were disrespected by the commissioners, that the commissioners were just catering to big developers and not to the people of the county, and not honoring the comprehensive plan, and so on and so forth. So those are the people. As we got further into this, they started asking me to run for commissioner, and because they could see I had the skill set and the demeanor to do that job. I came here to retire, so I really had no interest in running, but people kept asking and asking, and I kept seeing the need, and it came to be realistic that the only way to fix this problem is to step up and run for office. Mm-hmm. So here I am.
Okay, well, that was my next question. Why are you running? So I think you really elaborated on that pretty well. A follow-up there, though, if you're elected, how much time would you spend in office each week? Would you treat it as a full-time job? Or?
Oh, it'd be a full-time job and probably a little more, I would expect, yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a big, it's an awesome responsibility. It's a huge job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. On to the issues. And I'm asking all the candidates to say, you know, what do you consider to be the biggest issues in the commissioner's race that you'd like voters to weigh out when they're deciding who to vote for?
Right. Well, I want to make sure that people don't get the idea that I'm a one-issue candidate, because I'm not. But the biggest issue in this race, and this is not me deciding it, this is people telling me this when I go out and talk to the voters, is land use and planning. Mm-hmm. That is by far the biggest issue. Then we have tax, you know, waste and misuse of tax dollars and how the budget is run. Well, those are the two big ones. And then we have the my taglines in my campaign are your tax dollars, your county property, and fairness and land use. And those really are the three biggest, and they dovetail together.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, what are your ideas for managing growth?
Well, first of all, let's follow the comprehensive plan that we have in place. And when it is updated, it needs to fully incorporate unadulterated the results of the sub area committees and what they worked for 5 years to put together.
These are committees around the county,
specific
areas or neighborhoods that got together to put in their feedback on how they
Well, the commissioners and the planning department went out there looking for volunteers to say, well, we want to, you know, the comprehensive plan is the voice of the people, so mm-hmm. it's formed by the people and the planning department working together to come up with a comprehensive plan that is the overall view from which the zoning code and the zoning maps are mapped, which doesn't exist in this county, by the way, they don't have one, are derived. So it is intended to be updated from time to time. And the process was that the commissioners went out, as they should have, to gather up groups of people, volunteers, in, yes, five different areas of the county, and get their input, and each area wrote up their own plan. They've been sitting idle while we're just increasing density left and right.
Mm-hmm. So what are some tacks you could take with planning to guide growth and density, which is a major concern about right. how the county's gonna develop? We can't stop the growth, but
you can do it responsibly, and you can manage it. So first thing is, density should be in the cities, and then you have transitional zones on the outsides of the cities where you still have urban services. There's a lot of, and then what you don't do is in the middle of an ag forest 20 farm land and forest area, put in a subdivision of 5 acre lots that are McMansions, that the current commissioners, especially the chairman, likes to say, well, that's how we're going to solve the housing crisis. So let's build, you know, $1.4 million homes on 5 acre lots out there and say that we're solving the housing crisis. It doesn't work like that. So one of the reasons that housing prices get pushed up around here is the fact that they are allowing these density changes from 20 acres to 10, or in some cases 20 acres to 5, that end up creating speculators and developers coming in wanting to buy farmland, or what was farmland. There was a discussion about that last night at the Farm Bureau. You know, how do you keep the ag land? Well, stop making it attractive to developers with 5 acre lots. Mm-hmm. We're not looking at water, we're not looking at services. So, but stop the spot zoning, keep the densities increases in the cities and around the cities, and not out in the rural areas.
Mm-hmm. Well, one action taken by the commissioners in the past month, actually, was to split up the Planning and Zoning Commission into two commissions, one for planning, one for zoning. Did you agree or disagree with that decision?
Terrible idea. And that's one of the first things I will work toward if I'm elected, is put those two back together where they belong. Mm-hmm. we should be not growing government. We should be trying to shrink government. We're in an age, we have inflation like crazy. The next commissioners, whoever they are going to have to deal with inflation at a rate that's far beyond what we can increase in property taxes. And these commissioners went and split that. And I think that was really, they have actively tried to counter that. That move on their part came after we submitted our own code amendment to try to stop the spot zoning that they're doing. Mm-hmm. And then immediately they submitted their own, and ours got put on the back burner. That's a whole other story that would take more than we have time here to explain. But They claim that they needed to do that so that they could have the planning commission just work on the on updating the comprehensive plan. But they stacked the zoning commission, which will be involved in zone changes, CUPs and PUDs, conditional use permits, right, that they get to actually approve. So they're an appointed commission, and they'll actually get to approve those, and your only out is to appeal it, which costs money, and go to the board of directors and so on, or board of commissioners, sorry. So they increased government. They stacked it with people very friendly to development so that they could ram through more density increases even faster. And the Planning and Zoning Commission could easily have been taking this on in the planning department if they would just stop. They don't do long-range planning. They do permit processing. That's mm-hmm. what they do there. Mm-hmm. So if they would slow that down and just put new applications on hold or turn away applications that really shouldn't even be run through because they're unlawful, they would have all the time in the world to work on the comp plan. Mm.
Well, speaking of the comp plan, are you? What do you think about that process and the and going forward? How much of a priority is it for the county to rewrite their comp plan or revise it to as they're currently working on it?
I think it's a bigger priority to follow it as written than it is to rewrite it. Yes, it needs to be updated. But I saw a sign someplace recently, or maybe it was a meme that said, we don't need to rewrite the Constitution, we need to read it. And I would say that same applies to our comprehensive plan. Mm-hmm. It is written in such a way that you can, almost anybody can find an argument, something in there to support the argument that they want to make. The problem with it is our commissioners, our planning department, anytime there's anything subject to interpretation, they will always interpret it on behalf of development. And rather than on behalf of keeping this current county mm-hmm. rural, which is what the people seem to want.
Mm-hmm. The folks are already living here in rural areas.
Yes. It needs to be updated because it's not just about land use. It's about our vision for, you know, the economy and the culture and the ag forest thing and how, tourism, all of the education, schools, roads, all of those tie into the comprehensive plan. I think people get a pretty narrow view of it of being just land use, mm-hmm. but it's not. Mm-hmm. And the most important part is we need not be in a race to get it updated. We need to make sure that when it is updated, it fully incorporates the work of the five sub-area committees unadulterated. Mm-hmm. Because there are those, I mean, our current commissioner, chairman, had said, I'll paraphrase, but basically if there's anything in those sub-area plans that he doesn't like, they're going to go in the wastebasket without so much as a sniffle or mm-hmm. something like that. Mm-hmm. We don't need that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's a big issue facing the county, no question about that. We have just a couple minutes left.
Sure.
Is there any other issue that you'd like to bring out that you think is important?
Well, let's see. Yeah, taxes. Taxes are going to be a huge deal. The government now says we have, 7.8 or 6.8% inflation. I believe it's likely more than double that or up thereabouts. We can only raise property taxes 3% per year. This is going to be a huge challenge for whoever comes in. So first thing is to go through that budget line by line by line and find out where we're spending money that we don't need to or shouldn't be. Avoiding lawsuits is a huge one. So we've been embroiled in, we have Camp Bay, we have Linscott Asphalt, we have the festival. And by the way, I'm not against what happened with the festival, with what Scott Hernan did, but the county had no business being involved in that lawsuit. You know, he went in there to exercise his rights and make a point and test the law that he disagreed with. That's how our system works. Mm-hmm. The county getting involved, that just funnels money to the outside attorneys.
Mm-hmm. And then, it did end up costing taxpayers.
Well, sure. Yeah, but where did that money go?
Right
in the hands mm-hmm. of the local law firm,
mm-hmm.
Whose name escapes me at the moment.
Yeah.
Davalier.
Yeah.
Anyway, SpaceX. So those kinds of things, and giving away county property, you know, the Camp Bay thing, all those kinds of things, we really, really, really need to focus on managing tax dollars responsibly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be a big thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think I have time for one more question here.
Okay.
So how would you grade the county commissioners for the past couple of years of their management, you know? Give us a letter grade there, A to F.
Well, I'd say they probably get a D or a C in some areas, and overall probably an F.
Okay, and that's one reason you're running, I take it.
That is the only reason. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you something else. I said at the beginning of this, when I did get put up, that if someone else stepped up that had my qualifications to run for office and really did, that I would step aside. Mm-hmm. That person hasn't come along yet.
Okay. Last question. How can people find out more about you if they want to learn more about how you stand on things?
Sure, you bet. excuse me. My website is voteforbowman.com. That's F-O-R in the middle, not the number four. And there's this interview and there's plenty of others out there some of them are linked up on my website. And come to the forums. There's a Farm Bureau forum tomorrow night in Clarkport.
Mm. Well, this will have aired.
Let's just say tonight.
It will be tonight as this airs.
Yes. And then there's one on Saturday at 12:15 at the library.
And there's one at 1, I mean on
Monday.
Yeah,
Monday.
At the high school. Yeah.
Yes.
Plenty of chances to hear.
You bet. Yes. And I'm not as good as I should be with updating my website, but I try to keep stuff up there. So.
Okay. Well, Dave Bowman, the candidate for Bonner County Commissioner District 3, thank you for taking time to talk with us.
Thanks for having me. I do appreciate it.